Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's football season, baby! Let's go! Woo!
What a start to sound off. We are ready for
It's football season, baby! Sound off! Let's go! Woo!
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Keith Murphy alongside John Sears, and I'm ready for football season.
I'm ready. And
but not as ready as Sam Crazy Eyes Lozada.
He took it to another level tonight.
My gosh.
About killed us.
Yeah, I'm sore.
I'm going to be sore in the morning.
I'm sore. This is not a special effect. We don't have, you know, this isn't Lucas Studios here.
This is a dry-boned studio here.
I have a fused spine. May have to have it updated tomorrow.
I wore a back brace when I was younger. I'm going to have to pull that back brace back out.
Wait, did you just one-up my fused spine?
Yeah.
You wore a back brace?
I had to wear a back brace when I was younger.
I had to wear a diaper tonight. Sound off live at 515-282-9010. In a surprising move, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck announces his retirement from football. What do you think about Luck's choice, 282-9010?
Yeah, that was a surprise. And college football returned with two exciting games Saturday night, one not decided until the final play, and then only by a yard.
Wow.
Almost in. It's like the Super Bowl. The Rams Super Bowl right there. Sound off now. 515-282-9010.
Jeez, I'm taking hits everywhere. The news hit like a blindside sack. Andrew Luck retiring from football right before the season and only 29 years old. Not since Michael Jordan walked away in his prime had an early exit rocked the sports world like this one. The reactions ranged from temperamentally foolish, Colts fans booing, to opportunistic bad takes like Doug Gottlieb's millennial bashing, to selfishly stupid like OJ's fantasy football smack. Some fans and media members don't get Luck's decision, but you know who does? The players. Luck has torn up his shoulder, abdomen, and ribs. He's had a concussion and a lacerated kidney that left him peeing blood. He says he's been in a circle and cycle of pain for years and simply can't live the life he wants moving forward. The thrill is gone, joy deflated. It's no longer fun. So Luck walks away while he still can and before he resents football. Don't we all know someone in our chosen profession who should do something else? Maybe he once loved the job, but now he just gripes. Luck doesn't want to be that guy. Luck made millions and leaves millions, but it's his life, his choice. He's smart enough to realize money won't make you happy if you're miserable at work and broken down at home. Remember, this is the guy who returned for his senior season at Stanford instead of going number one in the draft a year earlier. Andrew Luck always loved football. He wants to leave it that way.
Yeah, got to respect that decision from Luck. All right. A few weeks ago, I talked about being patient and waiting for the college football season. No reason to wish away the summer. Enjoy it. Time flies and football season would be here soon enough. Well, hopefully you enjoyed your summer like I did. Maybe even went on a vacation to get geared up for the fall. Now is the time to crack that smile. Time to celebrate. We made it. See? It wasn't that hard, was it? When you see 767 first day of school photos on Facebook, you know it's time. It's football week. Well, at least in the state of Iowa. All that anticipation and waiting just adds to the excitement. And think about the excitement that's waiting around the corner. We hope. There's never been an offseason like this in Iowa State history. First time ranked in the preseason in 41 years. I wasn't even born the last time the Cyclones found the preseason top 25. Keith was only 10 years out of college. Matt Campbell has completely changed the culture in Ames. Some experts are picking Iowa State to win the Big 12. Win it. That's respect. Sophomore quarterback with loads of potential and an underrated D lineman that can take over a game. And a fan base rabid for success. Is this finally the year for magic? In Iowa City, the Hawkeyes are no stranger to being ranked in the preseason under Kirk Ferentz. But now the question is, can they put it all together? Will Nate Stanley cement himself as a Hawkeye great? Can AJ Epenesa live up to the hype? Is this an 8-win team or a Big Ten title contender? These are the questions we've been wondering about all summer long. We made it through the rain, the flooding, the heat, and watching ESPN the Ocho. But football is back. This is the most anticipated dual season in state history. Let's enjoy it, or at least try.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Maybe not quite as ready as Sam Crazy Eyes Lozada,
yeah, no kidding,
but I am ready. Let's take a couple of live calls here. Peyton is in Eagle Grove. Peyton, you caught the home run ball at the iCubs game that we mentioned? Is that you with the glove out in right field?
Yeah.
All right, how do we know it was you?
He's got the black shirt on right now, Pete.
I have the same clothes on as I did earlier.
Got to take his word.
That's all we can do right now. We can just take his word.
Peyton in Eagle Grove.
Seemed like we're almost on delay there. Andrew and Ankeny wonders about the Cubs' chances. Can't be too encouraged after that weekend sweep by the Nationals at Wrigley Field. Andrew, what do you think? How concerned are you?
Not really concerned. I like their four starting pitchers, but I want to tell you, Keith, that your analysis of the Andrew Luck deal is spot on, and that totally changed how I feel. But Favre!
Was his final words Brett Favre?
I think so, yeah. He's wanting a Favre comeback. I think I saw something in the news saying Andy Reid saying Favre can still sling it.
So well, I don't doubt he can still
sling it. I think Favre's coming back, and he knows it.
Yeah, I doubt that. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges. Colin in Des Moines says, Todd Stepsis, Drake football coach, and a high-energy guy in a hat.
In a hat, yeah.
Looks like Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands in a hat. Tiny Ref, do you agree?
I can see it.
I think the hat's the key.
The hat is definitely the key, yeah.
All right, Jack in Urbandale says, you and I quarterback Jacob Keller looks like former Cyclone point guard Monte Morris. Tiny Ref?
I can see a little bit of that, too.
I think that Jacob Keller looks like Monte Morris about 5 years ago.
Yeah, Monte needs a little more hair.
Yeah.
You can put a little more hair on, I think it'll look even better.
Yeah, when Monte started at Iowa State.
Guys, school is back in session, and that means football season. But it also means a few things that aren't so fun. And I say it's time to look at the flip side. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of knockout as school starts. One of these old school gym games must go. Which do you knock out?
A Red Rover, dodgeball, capture the flag, or kickball. One of these is out.
Red Rover, send Mr. Soundoff over.
And then I get clotheslined. Yeah, that's not happening.
Hey, it's back to school time, and who wouldn't celebrate that?
Andy Fails, that's who.
So the kids are back in school, huh? Absolutely everyone is happy about that, right? I mean, who in his right mind would dare take a stand against back to school, one of the most universally loved occasions in the entire adult world? Why, you'd have to be nuts. You'd have to be off your rocker. You'd have to be, what's bugging Andy? Heck yeah. I'll step into the role of public defender on a hopeless case here. Why does back to school get so much love? It means as much bad as good. End of summer, closing of pools, days get darker, the nights get longer. we parents love the fact that it gets the kids out of our hair during the day, but does it really? They'll have school activities and fall sports and church choir and all sorts of other things that need transportation to and from at our attendance on the weekends. And I don't know about you, but there are nights at our house where getting through homework seems more like performing dental work without Novocaine. One of the few things in life that never changes from childhood to adulthood is that homework sucks. Our schedules will be invaded by parent-teacher conferences and ice cream socials. The god-awful drop-off lane at school is waiting for you 5 days a week, and all of the drivers in front of you are diddling on their smartphones. Your kids will lose 5 gloves, 3 water bottles, 2 hats, and the 1 winter coat that you paid full price for, you know it, and you'll have no one else to blame because you're the one who forgot to put your kid's name on all of it. Teachers, back to school means back to parents, the modern parent, the one who's clearly ignored every one of your emails all year, but then sends you one long rant at midnight after several glasses of wine. The one whose kid is always the victim, the one who will take their concerns right over your head. You can't tell me that won't make you miss summer. Summer has June. The school year has January. Need I say more? Think not. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
John, as we get ready for back to school, do you know who Thornton Mellon is?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, he performed the Triple Lindy. More on that some other time. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones make history, and that leads us right into who's in your five. The 5 times Iowa and Iowa State have been ranked in this at the same time in the AP poll in football. That's coming up next. Follow us on Facebook at SoundOff13. Daniel writes, I wonder if this Schefter scoop raises debate about the ethics in sports media breaking news. I know it is his job, but one would imagine there are just times that being a decent human is bigger than being first. It was Lux news to give. Once Adam Schefter is leaked that story, he can't sit on it.
Yeah,
I mean, that is his job.
I mean, at that point, Andrew Luck has to be like, I'm not telling anybody till Sunday. When he wants to tell. I mean, you kind of got to hold it if you really want to hold it.
Yeah, I get the viewer's point, because it is too bad that happened at late in the game.
Yeah.
And he had to
during
do
the game.
An impromptu press conference.
Yeah. Nicholas writes, disappointed to see Red Rover so high. Nothing better than locking wrists with your friends and clotheslining whoever wanted to test it. Also, there isn't a better feeling when you get called out and you bust right through.
Oh, man. Red Rover's tough.
Not many kids playing Red Rover anymore.
No.
There's lawsuits waiting to happen in that game.
Yeah, they're not waiting to happen. They happened, and that's why there's no Red Rover. Who's in your five? The Cyclones and Hawkeyes have been ranked in football at the same time, just 5 years in history. Here they are, those 5 years, with the number one movie from each year.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Number five, 1981.
Wow, okay.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was the number one movie of that year. Great movie. Classic. Number four, 2002, Spider-Man.
Is this the original?
This would be the original. Yep,
okay,
that's
the
first one. The first one, at least, in the modern versions. 2005, Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith. 2017, Star Wars again, The Last Jedi. And right now, Iowa and Iowa State are number one, and the number one movie of this year is Avengers Endgame. You follow all that?
I follow, yeah.
What I just learned is Star Wars made a lot of money.
It made a lot of money. I believe Avengers has made a lot of money as
superhero
well.
Movies yeah. seem like the way to go.
Yeah.
And really, Indiana Jones is, I mean,
he's kind of an
old superhero.
Yeah,
sure.
He's got a whip.
All right, back to the calls here. Bob in West Des Moines has a question. Bob, man. Number one is getting harder and harder to come online there. Bob, go ahead.
I'm here. I just wanted to see if you guys knew what the deal was with the Major League Baseball and the black and white uniforms. Seems like everybody's wearing black and white uniforms. Do you have any idea what's going on with that?
Trying to mix it up a little bit like college football uniforms. They call it the Players Weekend, and the uniforms are kind of inspired by players' attire maybe off the field. Lots, you know, a lot of players maybe wear all white, all black in their normal everyday attire. So kind of inspired by what the players like to wear off the field. They call it the Players' Weekend.
But you can't see the numbers. You can't really see the names on the back of the uniforms. Every time in this state, Iowa or Iowa State makes a change where the numbers get smaller or the names get harder to read, or in some cases, like the name disappears from the back of the jersey, people get upset about
it. Yeah, and it's hard to see. And the names on the back are nicknames. So if you actually did see the name, it's not even their real name. It's a nickname. I think Hap there was like Happer or something. Happy Happer.
Bowen Bourne picks a college for basketball, and he is staying in-state. That's part of Face Off. It's next live on Sound Off.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. A great story from Mark Freund this week with Ballard wrestler Skylar Knopsker. Skylar's house was destroyed in a fire along with all of his state championship wrestling memorabilia. Well, the Iowa High School Association went to work and got Skylar all new medals, bracket sheets, etc. Great move.
Yeah, the joy on Skylar's face, not to mention his mom and dad's, shows this was the right thing to do. And props to the Boys Association for moving quickly.
Yeah. Norwalk All-State guard Bowen Bourne will play college basketball at Northern Iowa. A great get for Ben Jacobson and the Panthers. You and I and Drake wanted Bourne bad.
I know Bourne can really play, and I know his mom and dad, and they're wonderful people, so I assume he's a great kid, too. Congratulations, you and I. Glad Bowen's staying in state, too.
Yeah, get to watch him.
Yeah, stay right here.
Speaking of Northern Iowa, the Panthers have a starting quarterback, and he's straight out of Des Moines.
Yeah.
Redshirt freshman Will McIlvain, former Lincoln rail splitter, will get the nod when the Panthers head to Jack Trice on Saturday. That won't be easy.
McIlvain won't flinch, though, John. He's Southside tough. It's a really cool reminder, too, that city schools can get you ready for the big time, too. Way to go, Will.
Omaha Cyclone 3 posted this picture earlier this week on Twitter. A Nebraska fan still rocking a 1994 national champion T-shirt.
I can't knock Nebraska fan at all for this. No, I can't. John, if Iowa or Iowa State won the national championship in football this year, you'd think some local fans would rock those T-shirts 25 years from now? You know they would.
Yeah, probably. Some fans would be buried in those shirts.
Oh, for sure.
In a new book, Jim Harbaugh says, quote, "It's hard to beat the cheaters," when referring to the SEC. It sounds like Harbaugh's whining, even though he's probably somewhat right.
Maybe, probably, but this is just a reckless quote. Just blanket indicting every school in the SEC. If Harbaugh knows something, we're all ears.
New change to the Sunday Night Football intro song. Back to the good version with Carrie Underwood and Joan Jett.
Game On is off. Mm-hmm. Waiting All Day for Sunday Night is back on. It's better, though still, it's not. All my rowdy friends are
here on Monday night.
Can't really do that for Sunday night,
yeah,
though, right?
Here on Sunday night doesn't sound the same.
All right, knockout. One had to go. Old school PE games. Kids, if you don't know what these are, ask your parents, and they can probably show you scars.
Yeah, and it's no contest. Red Rover is knocked out 68%. Capture the flag in a distant second place. Kickball and dodgeball remain beloved. Look at that.
There are leagues for kickball and dodgeball.
2%,
college,
4%.
Intramurals kickball and dodgeball. Those are
There's
great
a movie.
Games.
Yeah, dodgeball.
Red Rover, what did that ever do except help out the neck brace industry?
And decapitate kids.
Gosh.
Yeah.
There Red are kids Rover, walking Red around with no heads because of
no
Red
one's
Rover.
Playing Red Rover anymore.
All right, over under. Overrated. And underrated. Overrated NFL, this is NFL for Kids edition.
Okay.
Overrated NFL lunchbox and thermos.
You didn't like that?
Well, I wanted it. I was so happy when I got it, but it smelled like metal death.
Ooh, yeah, you spill milk in there?
Oh, yeah, the thermos couldn't keep the milk from going bad. It was a disaster, John.
Underrated, the NFL bed sheets. Nothing promoted a better night's sleep than being wrapped in this sweetness. Look at those things.
Those are just glorious. Just
I need more
great.
Of those. Those are just great. The NFL bed sheets.
I assumed you had. I bet Sam Lozada sleeps in NFL sheets.
He's ready for football
or
season.
Or Grandview Viking sheets. Something. All right. Hang on.
Yeah, no. No, they're as dumb in person as they are on TV. Yeah. Hey, guys, 1 minute. Yeah, no, Keith's way worse than John.
Well, that's a fact right there, right?
It's not a fact. There are opinions.
Man, what's with Tiny Ref? He seems like he's getting an attitude lately.
Well, this happens when you've been doing the same job for many years and never had a raise. Beaverdale Billy is, of course, in Beaverdale. Beaverdale Billy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, the Chicago Cubs, do you think they're going to fade or will they be able to come through? Number one. Number two, Andrew Luck, I don't blame him. He's made his money go out with his head on his shoulders and not concussioned all up. And one more thing, do you know how a person can get tickets to watch the Yankees and the White Sox play in Field of Dreams? I'll let you go.
Start saving now for that, by the way, Beaverdale Billy. Thank you for the question.
They're expensive tickets.
They have not released yet how those tickets are going to go for sale. What was his other question? Do I think the Cubs are going to pay?
The 2.5 back, about 32 games to play.
I'm still picking the Cubs to win the division.
Man, I keep thinking they're going to, but then they'll lose like 5 in a row. One game they don't hit, next game they can't pitch. The Cardinals just seem like team that just
great.
Can win and win.
Looks great.
I
out
keep
there.
Thinking the Cubs are going to break through, and then they just get swept by the Nats. The Nats swept them at home.
Just don't be a hater. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Sights and sounds from Martinsdale St. Mary's through the lens of photojournalist Sam Lozada.
Sam's getting a lot of attention this week, isn't he?
Maybe too much attention. All right, the Blue Devils nearly had to cancel the football season. They then added 10 players and then went out with a decisive win. They crushed GMG in game one. Congrats, Blue Devils.
Right, right.